Starting this past spring, Detroiters and suburbanites have gathered in growing numbers at historic Detroit churches. Yes, it's the mass mob. They've been imagining the past and building toward the future. WKAR's Peter Wharf takes us to one of Detroit's spiritual centers and architectural gems in this audio tour.
Well, for years I've visited a lot of these churches, and when I go and there's 50 people in a church that seats 700, you know, made me wonder.
Tom Mann is a native Detroiter. He's also one of the organizers of the Detroit Mass Mob, a group of Detroit-area Catholics dedicated to the support of historic Roman Catholic churches in the city. On chosen Sundays, the group attends Mass at a single Detroit church with a goal of filling pews and collection baskets and inspiring others to do likewise. Tom Mann spoke to me last week of the Detroit Mass Mob's inspiration, a story originating in western New York State.
So when this came up in Buffalo, we said, why can't we do it here to bring people back? People haven't been back to these churches. They might have been baptized. They might have went to school at the parishes when they had schools. They haven't been back, you know, and the goal is to bring them back, see the beauty of what we have right here in Detroit.
Mass mobbers find out about gathering places through the group's 2,200-plus Facebook page, word of mouth, and growing media attention. Attendance grew from 150 to 400 to 900 people in the first three mass mobs. I met up with Tom Mann at Detroit's Sweetest Heart of Mary at Canfield and Linden this past Sunday.
Well, before the mass started, I talked with the maintenance man who has the best guess, and he said, Tom, we're at 1,600 and people were still coming in. So we're easily 1,800, and there's been people who have come and are just taking pictures outside. The church seats 1,450 people, so we have them lined up down the center aisle, standing room only. It's quite amazing.
Yeah. What do you think when you see a church like this so full?
Well, the idea was to bring people back and see the beautiful churches and to renew their faith in the church. And this is exactly what's happening.
Standing nearby Tom in the overflowing entrance area was another of the Detroit Mass Mob's organizers.
My name's Jeff Stawas. I'm from actually West Side Detroit. St. Christopher's was my home parish. And it's great to see a lot of young folks out here. A lot of these kids have never been here. I've even had kids look up and go, Mommy, are we inside of a castle? It's so amazing, this architecture, to think that this was built basically with horses and carriages on the nickels and dimes of immigrants back before the turn of the last century. This church is right now seats around 1,800, and we have at least 200 plus standing. So yeah, our next church is probably going to be one of the larger churches we're going to go to. Now, if we can fill that with 2,500, it's really going to be something to see.
Jeff indicated that in some ways the Detroit Mass Mob is becoming a victim of its own success.
It's almost to the point where we're worried that if we have 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 show up, we may not be able to put them all into one church at one time. So we may have to break it up into several masses. So we're kind of working on the logistics of this. It's great to see families that talk about their parents and great-grandparents and their uncles and aunts that were here, went to school here. And the history here, you think of 120 years of history, that's six generations of people. And that's just amazing.
Thank you.
Jerry Kessler is another Detroit mass mob suburbanite who's kept closely connected with historic Sweetest Heart of Mary.
I live in Troy, but I grew up in Hamtramck, just a little bit away from here. This church has a lot of meaning to me because my mother was baptized, married, and buried from here. So coming back here, you know, it's reminiscent and a lot of memories. So, you know, you come back and you see this church and then you see all these people here, and I wondered way back when, was this what it was like, you know, in the 30s and 40s, you know, this crowded?
Current State, this is Peter Wharf.